Hey, yo, Z, drop that beat.
Come on down and listen to the party.
Boom, 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 boom.
We got the time, Nick, Pat, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Dan, and Merv.
Yes.
No engineer to hear, you got nothing to lose.
Bruce.
If you don't, then you're a sellout. Buddy, you're a blues. Round of applause. Here come the boys of the pod.
Welcome to the pod.
Hell yeah.
Hey. This is Nick Broad. I'll be steering the ship today. We got Ty Schmidt.
How we doing?
We got at Boston Connor with a check mark now.
What?
We got Big Bake ZD in the back.
Hell yeah.
I think Mitt's back there too.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Jesus.
That boy, Mitt.
Baby Mitt.
At Tone Diggs.
What's up, dude?
And a baby Tone.
And our pal, the pals, Bubblegum Pino Gumpy.
Hey, pals.
Good day, loud sir. Ass goat.
Yeah, keep it down, pal.
I mean, that's the biggest crock of shit I have ever heard in my life,
happened?
My friend.
Keep it down.
Got a noise complaint from my apartment.
Gumpy, Gumpy, Gumpy.
I mean, what are you been doing in there, dude?
Bumping music.
I mean, if singing It's Coming Home at 6 a.m. is a crime. Lock me up, my friend.
I think that's what they're doing.
It sounds like they want to, yeah.
That's what they're trying to do, I think.
That is pretty alarming, too, because you're a pretty docile creature, yeah. I feel like. And
good word.
Where do you live? The library? Like, why are you getting noise complaints?
The
weekend?
Yeah, the complaint was literally loud footsteps. What the fuck do you want from me, dude?
What are you wearing, clogs?
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
I want you to pick your feet up, it sounds like.
Well, get some slippies, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you need slippers?
I got slippers.
What?
I've been doing the shipyard shuffle my whole life. I'm not going to change now.
Yeah.
You do have a wonderful place, though.
We do have some business to address.
I don't know if anyone has
referenced the minutes. It may not be. I don't know. I think we got a couple things to get through.
The
first one at the top of my list specifically is, what's the date today, guys?
Oh, let's go.
June 15th.
16th, maybe. Yeah,
Mitt, 16th. If you want to come into the room, Mitt, I believe you are allowed to smack Connor right in the mouth.
No, I watched it on Sunday.
Well, you watched it?
Yes, I watched five episodes into season one of The Boys.
Yes!
I knew the slap bet was coming. And it's, you know, on Jupiter's Legacy's level.
Jupiter's Legacy got canceled, bitch. The Boys did not get canceled. Yeah,
that's
the thing about
to
Jupiter's Legacy.
Actually, The Boys is the right.
You know, the actors had previous, you know,
engagements.
That's not true.
I did watch all of Jupiter's Legacy this weekend.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
incredible.
Yikes. It did. It stunk. It stunk. I mean, I watched the whole thing, but.
What?
Hey, great cliffhangers, though, every episode.
Yeah, it really was.
The next one. Even though you knew it was going to stink, you wanted to watch the next one.
You could tell they really did. They were like, just fucking wait till you see season two.
Yeah. Fired up for it.
Yeah.
The Boys is very good, though. No, it's a very good show. It's better.
One of your favorite actors wrote it, dude.
Yeah. Definitely not one of my favorite actors, but I do like Seth Rogen. Yeah, I did.
You always walk around here talking about he's one of your favorites, dude.
I mean, Sethy, he's got one of the best roasts with fucking Nick Kroll.
No, that's actually Bron, which is why he spent like $1,600 on the car lighter because he wanted to support Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking of. Bruce's car lighter that cost him $1,600.
What do you mean car lighter? Like
the Seth Rogen lighter.
Remember the old 80s, 90s lighter
press?
In the
port? Yeah.
That's a cigarette lighter. Yeah, Brown basically bought like a $500 one of those.
Yeah.
It sits on your coffee table.
It's out there. It's fucking terrible.
For J's,
Yeah.
For vitamins.
I'm
you
aware.
Pass it around and.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spent real money on it. Yeah.
Seth Rogen's selling.
Well, like, that makes sense because his mouth is always stapled to that fucking phone.
Exactly.
You can't light the ball with
here
it.
Here it comes.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
there's the light.
It is.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it, Bruce.
See, I thought that was
$700 on eBay now.
I thought that was
$700.
I thought that was
sell
cologne
that thing,
no.
Dude.
Yeah, it does look like a big old box of Christian Dior or something
click
like that.
It, in there.
But
it gets hot. Yeah, when it pops out, it's yeah. I lived in the days. Whatnot. What's that, Bruce?
What, Bruce?
Auction off on whatnot.
On what?
Maybe.
What? What? You don't use it?
The daddies.
Bruce had a hell of a
Bruce.
Saturday.
Yeah. Bruce, maybe we should.
booze bag.
Hey, Bruce, how was your Saturday night, dude?
Yeah, Bruce, maybe we should charge this thing up and put it on your forehead for your performance on Saturday night.
You climb? He was on a Bruce planet. He was on a Mitt planet.
Really? I mean, like,
he was the last one in, too.
Like, sit down, Bruce.
Me and Foxy had a few drinks during the day. Connor came over, had a few, and then
Foxy. Oh, there's a noise complaint.
Yeah.
No, this is before 10. No,
10 to 8 are the quiet hours, they say.
Yeah. Hey, this is before 10.
Bruce came coming in like a blaze of glory and went for it.
Was he slobber knockered when he got there?
No, he was like, he was fine when he got there. And then we went back to my place. I changed. We went to where we go to? Tin Cup. And Bruce just flipped a switch at Tin Cup. I've never seen anything. I mean, I have. I've seen something like it, but from myself. But he was like, all right, give me a tequila shot and, you know, two Bud Lights. And we were like, What, Bruce? And then, you know, a couple drinks later, Bruce is taking his shirt off at the
bar. No.
Yeah, he had
tarps off.
He had it so it was just on his arms, and we were just like, dude, what are you doing?
I walked over to the other side of the bar and stood by myself. Yeah. Dude, I could take
Gump walked away. I had to stay there because this dude almost beat the bag out of Bruce.
Yeah.
And then obviously after that, we're like, hey,
why is
Bruce,
he doing that?
Get the hell.
He has a disgusting body, too. He's shaped like a candy bar.
Believe me, that's exactly what I was thinking the same thing. Well, I was like, hey, Bruce, stop, buddy.
And Bruce kept saying, like, I don't know how I got there. And I just told him, I was like, Bruce, hey, like, I get you didn't drink that much. I believe you had like 18 beers on the golf course, you know, before going over to Gumpy's house. Okay. It's like, hey, Bruce, can't be doing it.
Yeah. Please, Bruce. And then, I mean, saw him the next day. I played 6 holes of golf with him because it was 1,000 degrees outside.
1,000 degrees.
And I was like, hey, Bruce, I got to get out of here, buddy. I know. I forgot we had a tea time. I didn't even know we were doing this, but. It was a nice little weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Went to Kilroy's with Mitt on Sunday for a nice lunch, and I passed out on my deck like fucking Cosmo Kramer. I woke up like 2 hours later, man. Holy shit.
Where the fuck am I?
Can I ask you a question, Connor?
Yeah, sure, dude.
You ever eaten bark off of a tree or moss maybe or something like that?
Moss, probably. Bark, I think I've tried bark.
Okay, that explains a lot because today on Pat Show, you said that you've been camping 4 times and threw up every single time.
Yeah, dude.
I'm wondering if you're just out there eating fucking mushrooms out of the ground.
I wish I should have been doing that. But the first time was we had like, this was, hey, true story. We had Burger King going up to Maine or whatever the fuck, New Hampshire maybe.
Beautiful camping.
And right? I had a Coke Icy from BK.
Scratch me right where I itch.
And I hammered it. I engulfed my food. And then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know what was in that Burger King, but it is fucking me up. I was like, hey, Mom, we got to pull over. I'm going to throw up. She's like, no, you're fine. You know, 30 seconds later, I filled the Burger King Icy cup to the brim. It was like spilling out right before we actually got there. I swear it was up to here. I was like,
I mean, okay. That has nothing to do with camping.
But associated with the camping trip, I was like, okay, camp and I puke. I can't do this. The next time, and I think this is when I like ate a bug or something, but it was like 2 a.m. and I just woke up in a hot sweat and I stood up. And I was like, oh, no! And I started throwing up inside the tent. My brother was like, are you kidding me? And then he ran outside, and I'm just puking in this tent. And then the third time, I think
dead sleep.
But, yeah.
The exorcist.
Yeah, legitimately. It was nuts. And then the third time, I had a bug little before we went. But when I got there, I was continuing to be sick. And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm never going camping again. I don't care what it costs. I'm never going to do it, even if my life depends on it. Hey, good run we had. I'm not going camping. That's no way. Awesome. But, yeah, that is real. I just can't can't camp. I hate it.
Makes sense.
But I like the activities. Fishing is cool.
Yeah, fishing is fun.
Throwing the frisbee in the park. Fuck, I'll do any of those. Yeah. But, you know, don't make me sleep in a tent.
No, yeah, I'm fucking sleeping in a tent. I'll never do that again.
That's not camping. No. That's fucking... That's
rough.
Listen to the softness of you guys. What happened?
You got all cushy.
I can't sleep on a tent.
Listen, I've been camping with you.
A camper.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Cabin camping? It's great.
Yes, that's a different story.
There was no TV, but there was electricity.
Yeah, that's good too.
That's all I need. I don't need internet. I don't need electricity. Or I don't need... Electricity's nice. I do enjoy the electricity. There was a kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this place...
Or in your backyard?
No, it was... It's called Cook's Forest. It's like... It's...
I'm going inside! Yeah. I'm over this!
I got a roof over my head. That's all I said.
Yeah.
It's nice. But then
it is nice. But you're out in the woods. But you know, you could tough it out one night in a tent.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to, for sure. But you know,
I get it. No one wants it's
not just that, you know, then you're sleeping on a fucking in a sleeping bag or some bullshit. I mean, the skaters are terrible in the woods.
Yeah.
Terrible out there.
You gotta put a screen around
it. I'm done with it.
Well, yep. You wear the skeeter off.
Well, yeah, if you got the fucking deep off. Woods off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need the deep.
But deep that's tough off. To find
bring
these
a
days.
Citronella candle, maybe a tiki like torch.
Gold, dude.
It is. I don't know if those citronella candles work.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do at all.
I think they're giant.
Sit in my backyard and just get fucking picked apart by skeeters.
You got the tiki torches?
No,
gotta get
tiki torches work, and also they have these new ones that aren't fire; they're like electromagnetic.
I got one of those as well, ultrasonic sound and scent.
What are we talking here?
And then I also got a big old fashioned bright blue bug zapper, and I fire that every night, even if I'm not outside, because I want them skeeters dead.
Yeah,
I saw a gun. I saw a zapping gun.
No,
you guys seen these? Yeah, I swear to God,
it shoots salt.
Yeah, it shoots salt at the mosquitoes. You legit like aim. It's sick. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one just for fun.
Does it have like a targeting system on it so you can fucking...
Yeah, it has like a scope. Like you can customize it. Like it's called
heat lock. Okay. Is there a heat lock?
Sitting out there like bottle swag.
Yeah, you can throw a silencer on it if you want.
Okay. Peter Griffin.
Yeah, well, how do those electromagnetic things work?
The one I have, I don't think it's magnetic. You fill it up with some type of liquid you screw into the bottom, and then there's a blue pad, like a foam material you slide in the top, and it like it heats up, and it takes the liquid up through the pad, and some combination, chemical combustion, whatnot. That's supposed to like keep them within like a 40 feet distance.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I saw too. I was like, I've never seen that shit before.
Does it draw them in and also kill them?
No, just keeps it repels like
it like gives you
fucking it's like an
electric stay away
electric fence.
It's like WandaVision's bubble.
Oh, still haven't seen WandaVision.
Jeez.
Okay, I almost watched Loki this weekend.
Loki's ridiculous.
I did
good.
Though.
It's so good.
Oh, you watched the second half hour?
I did with Zeke, but we started from the beginning.
I sat him down. So we're watching this.
Sit down, punk.
People go through many changes as we get older, don't we, boys?
Yeah.
For men, one of the less fortunate changes is that testosterone production begins to naturally decrease in the body.
Ugh.
For most men, it begins around the age of 30, and testosterone production declines by roughly 1% every year.
Can't have it.
That's why our friends at Roman have a new supplement designed to support testosterone production. They formulate their own supplements with transparent and scientifically backed ingredients. Roman's testosterone supplement is for anyone who wants to support their own body's natural function. They formulated their own blend with transparent and scientifically backed ingredients. I said it before, but I have to say it again because it's that important.
Hey.
Connor.
Say it again.
Ingredients. What? Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Pat McAfee. Their supplement contains vitamin D3, zinc, magnesium, mica, and ashwagandha in a unique blend designed by healthcare professionals that you can't get anywhere else. To learn more about these ingredients, visit GetRoman.com/Pat McAfee. Roman is offering $15 off your first order and will deliver your supplements right to your door with free two-day shipping. Just go to GetRoman.com/Pat McAfee to get 15% off $15, excuse me, off your first order plus free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Pat McAfee.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I watched Army of the Dead. I finally got past the first 20 minutes.
Unreal.
Not the worst movie I've ever seen.
There you go.
Victory!
It's different. It's different.
Not the worst.
I mean, you said it stunk, Connor.
Well,
you were pretty. You buried it pretty good.
It held my. I mean, I watched like the first 2 hours, and then I finished like 2 hours, hour and a half, and then I ended up finishing it that same weekend. So that's how you know I thought it was good.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing. I mean, and also, you know, we watched it together for the first about hour and a half, and you know, basically
just shredded it.
Just made fun of me the entire time. So, you know, I mean, that's gonna happen. But yeah, I mean, it stunk. It held my attention.
So I didn't know that Chris D'Elia was supposed to be in it.
Yes.
And then when you guys told me that after watching it, I could see where they literally cut him out. Mm-hmm. And pasted the helicopter. Tig Notaro. They pasted her in over top. It's like weird.
She was good.
Yeah, she played a good role. The green screen, just you can do fucking anything now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's sweet.
Did you know there's blue screens, too?
What?
There is.
Just the same effect, just blue instead of green.
Oh, or is it just for underwater?
It's basically for underwater, yeah. Marvel movies use blue screens, not green screens.
Is that right?
That's interesting.
Same with Avatar.
Too many green outfits.
Jim Cameron.
Yeah.
Blue is cheaper. Also watched. Thanks, Gamora. The Wrath of Man.
That was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You seen it?
No.
Guy Ritchie movie. It's got Jason Statham, Eddie Marsan, I think is his name, the brother from Ray Donovan who has Parkinson's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
He's awesome.
He's in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And the return of Josh Hartnett.
Yeah. Wow.
Josh Hartnett is back.
So it stinks.
Guy's still going?
He's still going and he's got it. He's good.
No, he's not.
The Red Band trailer for this is incredible.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. I didn't remember that it's Guy Ritchie, but it looks sweet. Just Statham fucking just unloading heavy weaponry into people, killing a shitload of people. I mean, I think his kid gets killed or something.
Yeah, whoa. The way they did it, like, Statham is obviously British. He comes over to L.A. and he's working this job, and he gets in with this crew driving armored like bank trucks, like Brinks trucks almost.
Uh-huh.
And they all have nicknames for each other. So Guy and Statham got to work in their British nickname gimmick with everybody. Everybody had a sweet nickname. It was good. It was good. It was entertaining.
What's it
good
on?
Good little action. I watched it on Fire Stick because I don't know what it's out on yet.
What's it called?
Theaters.
Wrath of Man.
Wrath with a W.
That is with a W, correct.
How do you spell it without a W?
R.
R-A-T-H, like Whitewater Rafting.
I'm guessing Paramount or MGM.
You remember that movie?
It's on Apple
was
TV.
Was that 92? Meryl Kev Streep? Bacon's was that Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it on Apple TV for $20.
Andy Garcia, Scott Eastwood.
Oh, you can watch it on Amazon Prime for $20.
Post Malone was in it.
No. Posty.
Loaded cast.
He's getting into acting, huh?
Did you say Scott Eastwood?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. There was one other.
Oh, Jeff Donovan.
Oh, Scott Eastwood.
There was one other big name. I can't remember.
Jeff Donovan. Your boy, Tony from Burn Notice. Interesting.
Tony, that you know his real name.
Of course I do.
Big fan.
He's good. He's pretty good.
He is.
Anything else? Anyone else see anything good over the weekend? Anything you got to get off your chest?
I feel like I watched one other thing, but. Oh, Raya and the Last Dragon on Disney Plus.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, hey, you got to be a sucker for Pixar and Disney, but which I am through and through. But it is a damn good movie. Very good premise.
All put together.
World split into five parts. They got to come together, save the dragons.
That's what it's all about. Gumpy, I tried watching the Euros, man, but there was an underworld marathon on Sci-Fi. It was hard to get away from.
Fair play, my friend. It's been electric so far, all day, every day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, let's get into the fall and see what we got. Does this thing work, Z? I saw you out here working like Jack on the bomb on the bus on speed.
Yeah, I got to go over your shoulder.
Oh no.
Oh no.
We'll do what we can.
I apologize.
We'll do what we can.
Who broke it?
I don't know.
Mitt.
Oh.
My baby, Mitt.
All right, here we go.
Yes!
Bennifer's back. Ben Affleck, J-Lo making out. Steamy PDA packed dinner.
I saw a video and she dropped her spoon right after this kiss.
Really?
Really?
Sloppy under the table.
Whoa! I saw a few other photos of Ben, too. Did anybody click on this article?
When he was walking around with a hard-on?
No, when he's like... his veins are bulging out of his neck, and he's like... It's wild. I will actually go into this article.
So she's got his penis gripped underneath the table? Or, he's like
or his nuts,
really
because it didn't look... I don't know
if he's probably wearing... It. He's probably wearing one of those underwears that suck you off with a button.
Wait, what?
I have absolutely zero interest in this
relationship.
He's
wearing vibrating underwear that she's controlling.
Outside of you guys portraying what is actually happening because it's good every time.
Vibrating underwear, and she's got the remote.
I wonder if she wants old school one? Ben, and he had to like smoke a carton of cigarettes before before they fucking make out.
Z, coming your way right now. Oh, this photo is awesome, dude. <go. laughs> Am I airdropping this?
I just texted.
Just texted, dude.
There we go.
You know A-Rod seeing all these.
Oh, yeah.
Just come on, man.
Just putting on more makeup.
Yeah.
Just not fucking
grinding in the mirror, putting fucking makeup
on. I mean, hey, I'd be crushed, too.
Yeah, seriously.
Just watching Ben Affleck, you know, leaving J-Lo's house in the morning.
Seriously, getting his ball squeezed under the table.
Wait till you see this photo, dude. Look at him.
That's when she dropped the spoon, dude.
Yeah.
So I did read more into this. Apparently, J Lo's mom is like a massive Ben, like loves Ben, and was like destroyed when they broke up and didn't get married when they were together.
That's classic nut keep sucking photo.
Yeah, it is.
Good for Ben, man. He's back.
So back. Huge, what, really.
What's next? All right, here we go. This looks like some dipshit kid ordering an MTO at Sheetz. So Larry Lindsay says he refused to let me help him order his food because he's a quote-unquote big boy. Now his ass is sitting in the back mad as hell with his egg on a hot dog bun with jalapenos, black olives for breakfast. Oh, you going to learn today. Oh, good. And that is one sad-looking kid.
Good.
Where the hell do you get an egg on a hot dog bun with jalapenos and black olives? I believe that's
Sheetz, baby. You can get whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
It does look like a Sheetz MTO.
Did Mitt say MTO? Or did Mitt say Subway?
I thought it was Subway.
What have you ever walked up at a Subway and you got to order from a screen?
And there's a hot dog bun option.
Oh, this is Subway doesn't usually peddle hot dog buns, but...
That is Sheetz MTO. Look at that.
It's got to be.
Shout out Sheetz. This ain't no Wawa bullshit. We're Team Sheetz here, too.
Yeah, yeah. Sheetz, you can order... They don't give a fuck how weird the order is. They will make it for you.
That kid is a clown. Yeah. I didn't order food on my own until I was like 15, maybe.
And for good reason. I remember that one time we went to, what was that Boston market we went
yeah.
to?
Oh.
You were the worst order.
Turkey sub. Turkey sub, yeah.
What else did you get? You got something somewhere.
You went to, was it Applebee's?
Applebee's,
I got nachos that the guy who actually got them for me put in his hands and just went like this and crushed them as much as he could and then put them down because the next batch of nachos that came out was fucking perfect.
It was.
And there were no crumbs, and I got
we
crumbs.
I think we were at like fucking, maybe it was District Tap downtown or something like that, and you were like, has anyone had the prime rib here before? And they're like, no, actually.
Oh, it was the beef whack beer thing.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I'll take that then.
Yeah. Fork it over. Yeah, it turns out there's a reason nobody's gotten this before because it tastes like guck. But, I mean, what are you going to do? That's what I get terrible luck ordering food, and I put myself in a terrible position when I'm ordering food. Hey, what are you going to do?
What are you
not do? A foodie.
Yeah.
You know, hey, give me that protein bar.
That's right.
Give me that hot dog bun full of jalapenos.
Right now. I take, hey, hot dog bun with eggs on it.
Egg and jalapeno, black olive.
Well,
not bad. Just the hot dog. Mayonnaise on there.
Just the hot dog and egg, I think. A little ketchup.
How old is that kid? Because at some point, you got to start worrying
eight,
about
seven?
Him.
Looks like a good eight. To. Six?
Eight. Eight? You think he's eight?
Dude, that kid's like six, maybe. Six, five, maybe.
I have no idea. I can't tell how old anyone is anymore.
I don't know. He looks like, you know, kid looks like he's about 4'8".
I think he had a John Deere hat on.
He did have a deer hat on, you know. Yeah, so he's probably a future engineer or something like that. Yeah, but what are you going to do?
That's my boy. He's smart.
Kid likes fucking eggs on hot dog buns.
Go on. You're going to learn today.
What's next? All right, here we go. Humans could make babies on Mars after new sperm discovery.
What's going on with the sperm?
Yeah, please tell me someone read this because I don't
know. It turns out that space radiation does not affect your sperm.
Oh!
Yep. Now, they concluded that by shooting a bunch of mouse and rat semen into space, and it came back good. So they gave it a thumbs up. It's all good.
What did they use to shoot it to Mars? A catapult?
It didn't actually go to Mars. They just shot it up in the shuttle, I believe. But
so I had a
good to know.
Hey, don't forget the rat sperm, and then
they just had like an old glass milk bottle full.
Hey, just dump it out when you get up there.
Don't drink that.
How much do you think the guy who has to jerk off those rats gets?
$7.25 an hour.
Tiny hands.
They better be extracting that with something else than
turkey baster.
All right, I guess it's my day. Give me that rat.
So we can survive Mars radiation, but I got to put that lead vest on anytime I get an X-ray done.
Bingo. Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the space difference right there.
But did you hear that thing? I think it was like a couple months ago. NASA said that no astronaut never had sex in space.
No astronaut really? Never had sex. Is that double, triple negative?
No astronaut never had sex.
Ever had sex? You don't think never?
I think astronauts have fornicated in space.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
But this thing said no. NASA said no way.
Well, they're lying. straight to your face, see?
Yeah, I mean,
we're taking bottles of rat semen up. You think they haven't fucked around up there before?
Yeah, plus they're talking to aliens, and they still won't reveal any of them. So
maybe the rat semen was for the aliens. Could be. Special request.
Hey, look, we will not blow up your planet if you over give there. Us 18.
Your milk is very good.
Yeah, bring me more of that fucking 2% rat semen milk.
Right now.
Give me the good stuff. What's next?
Sugar water.
NBC shuts down production on Ultimate Slip and Slide Show after explosive diarrhea outbreak.
Hilarious. That's awesome. I hope they show this episode.
40 people on the crew came down with explosive diarrhea. Oh, people were fainting.
Huh. Oh, so I read this brown way note. Wrong.
Yeah, right. I also read it.
Hey, we don't. I know what you're thinking.
People were fainting?
Fainting.
I thought someone was going. I thought one of the contestants was going down.
We don't know that. And just that has not been ruled out yet.
But this sounds like a bad catering incident.
It does sound like a bad.
Now
well,
we need to call William services. Benjamin Wallace.
Oh shit!
King of catering.
What is Dave? What is his name again?
David Wallace.
David Wall? No, Dave. That's the boss from The Office.
David Walter Hauser?
No, that is the incredible David actor.
Walter Hauser.
Who plays?
Like Jeff Wallace?
Bomb and Centennial Porter.
Right. Baker or something?
Jeffrey Toobin Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to shut down a slip and slide in any situation quicker than a giant brown streak down the middle.
I Googled King of Catering, England, and nothing.
That's interesting.
That's weird. They must have fucked
Queen's
that up.
Queen's fat dude friend.
So everyone was pooping?
Queen's fat dude friend.
Yeah, even the people on set, right? Even the dudes just behind the
camera?
I
think everybody had it.
The managers?
I am concerned about the fainting, though. That is one impressive bout.
I mean,
vicious poops.
Yeah, that's not great. When are they going to end these? Didn't the show Cena was on? Someone
Wipe
just
out.
Died. Someone died. Yeah, he had to come on.
Has everyone watched Wipeout yet?
Ni-hao.
I had not watched Wipeout yet.
That's how we apologize to the family.
For whatever reason, it's always on when I wake up on the weekends. Like Wipeout? I fall asleep to whatever channel it's on, and then it's on in the morning, and it just runs one show after. It's like a knockoff version of what was the old show where they took the like Japanese obstacle course and
MXC or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, where these people do get fucked up on there. They just get mashed with these like contraptions and things. And
as long as
Cena,
they fall into water, it's fine.
Cena makes his wisecracks. He gets his jokes in. He gets his pop.
So he does well.
They ruined the flow of the show, though. Like, it was perfect before, and now they have teams, and it's just like the way they do the.
You're a super fan.
No, but I mean, watching the old ones and the new ones, it's like
they have teams in the new one.
They lost the flow.
They do have teams. I don't think I've ever seen the old one, to be honest. I didn't know the team thing was a new.
I watched
integration.
The old one. I would watch the old one for sure. The old one was just one. It was just one after the other for a half hour.
The old one was fucking sweet. I was actually like, I loved it. I made a little Wipeout course in my backyard when I was like 8. It was awesome.
How big was your pool, dude?
I mean, I was also 8 years old, but it was actually a pretty sweet pool.
What, did you have to like jump over a noodle and then dive through an inner tube?
Yeah, like a bunch of random
That's
shit
sick.
Like that.
Hell yeah.
What'd your dad say? Get your fucking ass inside! And start watching film.
Clean up that bullshit. Yeah.
I think he told me to go and cut the grass, actually.
Yeah.
Cutting the grass at 8, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. McMahon.
I'm guessing it looked like shit.
That's probably why I started calling you Otter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Otter, get the hell in here.
Show Otter. Kid's always out in the pool.
Man, you call your dad coach?
No, I do not call my dad coach. I think that would be kind of weird.
No,
be cool.
The coach, literally what Tony does.
What about when you? What about when you worked for the Colts and he was there?
Yeah. No, not really. It was kind of just more like, "Hey, what's up, Dad? How you doing?"
Hey, coach,
don't you fucking call me Dad in here. No, we're in the building,
dude. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's fucked
my
up.
Dad actually would almost never talked to me on game day. I've never spoken a word to him during an actual game.
Yeah, locked in.
Coach on that day, and you don't refer to him as that.
Yeah.
You don't respect him.
That is not the reason why. I feel like that would just be very uncomfortable.
I don't have time for your shit today, Otter.
Yeah, you're telling me, Mitt, you wouldn't run up to your dad mid-game and ask him for a granola bar or something like that?
I'm hungry.
Starving. No more Doritos.
No, I wish. That would have been sweet. I think in St. Louis, I would go up to him and ask if he wanted a hot dog because I was the hot dog guy. Kind of
good luck.
You're the hot dog guy.
Good for you. That was actually sweet.
Yeah, what a hot dog.
You're the hot dog kid.
Yeah. During Rams games, I would have to go and get the hot dogs and bring them out to like everybody on the field or whatever. And we stunk. And Steven Jackson was the only good player on the team. He would come back in the hot dog room and come and eat hot dogs with us. It was kind of
hilarious. That's sweet. Yeah.
Steven Jackson just mowing down hot dogs. Oh, hey, yeah. We fucking stink. How much?
He's going to have eight of these. Did you ever give hot dogs did you stuff down Kyle Turley's throat?
I was going to say, did you ever share a hot dog with fucking Mark Bolger? That'd be awesome.
I was thinking Jeff Fisher. Oh. Yeah. Did the fish ever, hey, Mitt, come here.
Hey, Mitt.
My dad was not there when Jeff Fisher.
Who was the head coach? Marty Morningway?
Steve Spagnuolo was the head
coach.
Spags? Yeah, Spags.
Good times. What's next? All right. A supermarket was closed down so that Michael Jackson could fulfill his dream to go to a supermarket and shop like everybody else and experience what it was like to put things in a basket.
End quotes.
It was populated with his friends and family pretending to be fellow shoppers and employees.
Hey, Janet.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you think about it, it's like, well, I guess he has been famous since he was like 6 years old, so he just never did that shit.
Never had a chance.
Never had a fucking chance.
I mean, he's one of the weirder ones, but
yeah,
never had a chance.
I mean, you don't see Bieber doing this shit.
Well, he wasn't. I mean, he was fucking singing. His first hit was ABCs, dude.
Yeah, dude. Remember?
He was 4 years old.
You said your ABCs first.
Remember, Mitt?
Remember that?
No,
Mitt?
I obviously don't remember. The only thing I remember about Michael Jackson was that he was crazy.
You know what about the Jackson 5? You never listened to the Jackson 5?
No. Oh, they're from Gary, Indiana. I've been on Jackson Street in Gary, Indiana.
The Jacksons are from Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus. Where is Never Never Neverland?
It's in
Memphis.
It's in California.
California, I believe.
I was wondering.
Graceland.
You're thinking Graceland. Yeah.
What's Graceland? Yeah.
That's Elvis.
That's where fucking Elvis lived.
Very different places.
You know, Elvis, he gets a bad rap because I was looking at some pictures of Elvis at one time a few weeks ago. I don't know why.
Hey, what the fuck did Elvis look like?
Guy earlier in his career was in fucking shape. That's what I'm saying. He gets a bad rap.
Yeah. No, everybody knows there was young, skinny, successful, attractive Elvis.
Fat Stooge didn't either.
Wait, no, I knew that.
How he died?
He died taking a shit, pooping. Right?
Gave shit his heart out.
Oh God.
No, but I've seen Lilo and Stitch or whatever. I know it. Elvis was sweet. He's a big part of that movie.
When he gave
Lilo
away.
And Stitch is your Elvis reference.
This fucking awesome, man.
I'm not even mad at that.
I don't remember Elvis from Lilo and Stitch at all.
What do you mean? He's in it. He's like a big part, I think.
Elvis.
He starred in Lilo and Stitch.
Real Elvis or cartoon?
It's a cartoon.
Turn his mic off.
I just Googled it. The Stitch character does dress up as Elvis.
Yeah.
Good pull, Mitt.
It's a good pull.
That's so not I remember. Pull. I remember what you're talking about now.
Can we get this up there? So
I like Lilo and
like.
Stitch.
I've never seen it, but I've heard it's good.
It's a good movie. I just don't remember Elvis being the fucking antagonist of the goddamn film.
Right. I mean, that's not really what I meant, but like they base a lot of the storyline around Elvis visiting Hawaii and like him being super successful.
Seems like you just watched a movie.
He did spend a lot of time in Hawaii.
He did love Hawaii.
Listen, you guys.
Oh, classy. You ain't in my hand.
Ain't in Caribbean. Ain't no him. No, I mean, like, seriously, this is the only type of stuff that I watch. I only watch like cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
What did you watch? The Last Dragon.
No, I don't know what that
you
is.
Should watch Raya? Fucking
Arya and the Last Dragon.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah, you should watch that.
She basically was Arya Stark.
You guys seen the previews of those kids who, when they go out of water, they're humans and they dive back in, they turn into fucking.
Yeah, that's the next Pixar movie.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Luca?
Luca, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good. Looks like it's going to be sweet.
What's this?
It's kind of like The Little Mermaid, but not.
Yeah.
It's got Elvis in it.
It's just about this kid who like is a merman or sea person. I think they're Italian too. And then he like goes to like land and there's like an Italian family. And then I don't know, somehow the kid who's under the water becomes a regular human.
I think it's gonna be a feel good story of the year.
Do you? Critics are saying that.
That's what I figured.
Oh, I don't know, Ray, it was pretty feel good, so
I haven't heard of it.
Well, you definitely
it's
have.
It's actually one of the biggest selling movies of all time.
Yeah, Zeke watched it, but he didn't back me up when I talked about
it. What is it called?
I was doing everything you did.
Raya, King of the Dragons.
No, Raya in the Last Dragon.
Yeah,
dude.
Use that Google machine, dude.
You should see these things that they have to fight off.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
Oh, so this is a knockoff.
They're like the
Game
things. No. No. They're like those things from that movie with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
Oh, Next Day.
Mimics.
End of Tomorrow. Yeah. Mimics, yes. Edge of Tomorrow.
How old would you say Rhea is in this movie?
14.
Well, she starts out, she's very young. She's with her mom. She's learning the ropes. But I think it said something like 18-something later. So
I will say,
20.
Grayscale is kind of a thing in this movie, too.
Think
really?
Yeah.
Is Rhea a dragon or a person?
Rhea is the person and the last dragon.
First off, this isn't a dragon. This is a unicorn.
Nope. You got to watch.
You shut your mouth.
Each dragon has its own special cool little power, and she collects them and then brings them back.
You said Rhea is 20?
How old is she, Tony?
Can you do that again?
I thought you were looking at it.
Does she have big cans in the show, or is that...
I wouldn't say that, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't say big boobs.
It's Connery song. Oh, my God!
That is my boobs face. Say 18. Boobs again.
All right, she's 18. I can say she's kind of cute.
Oh no, Tony.
What's next?
This isn't live action, is it?
Okay. It's animation.
Okay.
The guys over at Roback have been sending us their performance polos, Q-zips. Those are quarter zips for the non-cool kids. Pullovers and hoodies. And I'll be honest, we're in love with their stuff.
Yeah, we are
in love with the stuff.
Soft, comfortable, and fresh. Roback allowing us to be active while looking good is an absolute game changer.
Just let me be active. That's all I asked
when
for.
When you see someone
changing the game.
Change the game. When you see someone rocking a Roback with their dog logo, just kind of give them that subtle nod because you know they get it. Kind of like a deep wave.
Or give them a...
Roback's performance polos are next level. Took them over 20 iterations to get the perfect collar
structure. Well said.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Their print designs and starting to take over and gain the attention of several NFL stars.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Several.
Okay.
Cool.
Q-zips are as soft and comfortable as they get. I'd even rock a Q-zips commando.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
Yeah. No t-shirt underneath needed.
Rock it.
It's unbelievable.
No chafing.
And they just dropped performance hoodies.
They did.
The hoodies.
Let's go.
The hoodies do perform. Yeah,
they do.
All you got to do is use the code PAT on roback.com. That's roback.com for 20% off all of everything that I just talked about. 20% off at roback.com with promo code PAT. They just dropped gear for Memorial Day weekend and have more summer polos coming out soon. So go check them out at roback.com.
Hello, thank you, Roback.
It looks like this is a... I don't know what this is. Go ahead.
Is it a video?
Okay, here we go. Yeah, this is a screenshot. So this is, I believe it was $80,000. Might have been 8,000. Yeah. Was either eight or 80? Was it
80,000 or 800,000 pennies?
Not 800,000.
Maybe 80,000 then.
An obscene amount of pennies was dumped on this family's lawn as the deadbeat dad's last form of child payment.
Yeah.
So he dumped this on his wife and daughter's lawn, and they actually took the money and donated it to a local domestic abuse shelter. There's a video of it, too, that's not because it was chopped into piece on the newscast. He pulls up. He's got a truck with a trailer on the back. He gets out of the truck, jacks it up, and just dumps all these pennies on the street in front of their house.
Oh, my God.
This is why we have a penny shortage, right?
So, like, did he hate his daughter, too?
Sounds like it.
Seems that's it.
I don't know.
She was speaking in the news clip, and it made like he never made an attempt to be in her life whatsoever at all. Okay. No. So now, granted, one side of the story, but it does paint a pretty good picture that this guy was a scumbag deadbeat.
If it didn't have the daughter involved, I would find this very funny, but the child support part is very sad.
I mean, he must hate him if he's just pulling up. All right, you ready for this shit?
What's 8,000 pennies?
That'd be $8,000, right? Or would that be $800?
No.
800.
Yeah.
That was only $800?
Big math show.
So it had to be 800,000 pennies if he had a trailer and dumped them out on the street. You ain't picking up these pennies for weeks, bitch.
It filled up like three...
He was
coolers.
So proud of doing this, too. He's like, this is going to be the best thing
ever. Where do you even get that many pennies?
I don't know.
There's a shortage right now. They're all right there.
He might have started collecting these the day his daughter was born.
Oh, yeah, that's 18 years.
It sounds like this guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, he is 18. Yeah.
That's some next level type of hate that I can't, like, at that point. You would think this guy would be killing people.
Well, I mean, due to karma, I'm guessing that trailer, you know, he's probably on an elevated bridge driving after this. He's probably just, you know, I mean, you guess, you assume so.
Yeah, karma will get him. Karma will get him.
What's next?
Let's see. Oh, no.
A Michigan woman had to call a fire department after a sex stunt she was performing on Tuesday went awry. Tuesday. The woman, who teaches social media followers how to perform sex acts and fetishes, was demonstrating a fetish related to people getting stuck in objects. I believe this was on her TikTok. She got stuck in a chair. Yeah. They had to come use the jaws of life to
she
get her
out.
She
just did the laundry machine gimmick before this.
The what?
Oh, she did the laundry machine gimmick.
Yeah.
And then stuck in the laundry
stuck
machine.
I'm stuck
in the drawer.
Where?
Let me get the lube.
And then she broke the chair out, and it was a horrible idea.
TikTok must be wild if people are doing
this.
This
is Mitt's people.
It's Mitt, how is TikTok?
Yeah, Mitt. Give us a little update.
Mitt, were you crushed when you saw your favorite TikToker was stuck
in the drawer? Mitt has a TikTok in days, dude.
Oh, you gave up on TikTok?
No, that's not true. I did one yesterday.
You were supposed to do the fucking
boobs.
You're supposed to do Savage Garden the other day, dude.
So it's like Twitter. I lost the filter for that. No, it's way weirder than Twitter, dude. It's kind of like Instagram, but it's like kind of crazy people.
But Instagram, you can't do boobs.
Yeah, no, you can definitely do boobs.
Oh, yeah, man. We can tell, dude. We know that your sweatshirt won't stop moving. Out of nowhere for people listening.
No, TikTok's kind of sweet. There's all these like
a bunch of
new
boobs.
Trends where
new trends where girls show their boobs and then their butts and then their boobs again.
Wait, so what happens? It's just boobs?
No, it's you're wearing a boob
stuck in a chair.
See, it's like
wearing sweatshirts and then they're like, oh yeah, here's my boobs. And I'm just
like, all right, sweet. You're like, oh, I kind of like this app. I think I might try it out.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah, kind of. All right,
good to know.
So that's why you've had TikTok open on your phone for the last fucking 12 hours straight. Just scouring for boobs.
Yeah, screen fucking report. 22 hours
screen recording, scrolling through TikTok. Jeez. Good for you, man.
Oh, boobs.
Wow. Holy shit, boobs got fucking
boobs. What else we got, Z?
Here's another one here.
Okay. Vin Diesel confirms the Fast and Furious saga will conclude after two more films. Every story deserves its own ending, he said.
Hell yeah. Man.
He thinks the final films could potentially release in 2023.
And 2024.
Hopefully he has new music by then.
The dream lives on, my friends.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how good the next one is. I'm excited for it, but...
If it ain't Jurassic Park,
what the hell do you mean by that, huh?
Yeah, don't turn your.
I thought you were going the night before your wedding.
I am.
We're all going.
I am.
And we're all carpooling to the theater.
I am going at midnight the night before, you know, just to welcome Dom into. But I mean, I don't know. Do we need two more?
Yeah. Yes.
I think we need eight more.
Actually, you're right. I shouldn't say that because fucking after Cena lights it up in this one, he's got at least two more to yee-haw.
Yeah, this is going to be the best one yet, if I had to guess.
The final one may be the Jurassic Park one.
Yeah. Which would.
I feel like that'd be a standalone deal.
How do you think they wrap it up?
Got to bring The Rock back for the last one.
Yeah, bring everyone.
Do they handle each other?
The family returns.
Hologram.
Probably
Paul Walker.
Bring, what's his name?
Brian.
Brian Earl Spillner. Yeah, Mike Winchell, bring him back.
Winchell's
in
this one.
He's in this next one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Fat Bow Wow.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
He's like drinking a beer at the start of the.
Yeah.
I need that
family. It's all about family.
Yeah. They got to bring Jesse Blake back.
They're drinking a couple Coronas, yeah.
Well, unfortunately,
Jesse, bring him back, though.
Jesse dies.
I know, but like a spirit.
We need to bring
Jesse the spirit.
We need to bring Force Ghost at the end.
We need to bring Han back.
Han is coming back.
That's
as
what I'm
well.
Saying.
I saw
bring Jesse back.
That Han's got a 50 cal in a window, and he's a sniper in this one.
Hell yeah.
You know Han.
What's next?
Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this.
You sound pumped for this,
Hell yeah.
C, season two, the trailer reveals that Dave Bautista has joined the show. And he is the brother of Jason Momoa's character, Boba Fosse.
Great casting.
Also been renewed for third season. Here we go.
What's his name in it? Dave Voss?
I think Dom Voss.
Oh, yeah. That's
actually,
right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
I still haven't watched it at all.
Either. Oh, no. You guys should.
What is so this good. Show?
CZ. Where they can't see,
the
actually.
Whole world's blind.
Yeah.
A disease has wiped out eyesight from the world.
What's that movie called with Sandra Bullock?
Bird Box.
Are they not going to do a second one of that?
Yeah, they said they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Bird Box 2.
See, that's a movie that
Birdcage
don't need a second one
to the sequel argument.
I think that story has been told.
Yeah, like that movie's done.
I don't think it is. On it.
How?
Some good memes from that.
I need to know how it started, how it ends.
The explanation of the demon.
There's a lot of untied boxes.
It didn't end? I don't remember how it ended.
They go to the sanctuary or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name didn't make it, did he?
No, he didn't.
No. Rest in peace.
I mean, it was the biggest movie Netflix ever had. They're going to make a sequel.
Yeah,
I think it has.
Still the biggest one?
I think it's been outdone.
I assume it has by, actually.
C's not bad. It's on Apple TV. I don't think a lot of people know about it.
It's on Apple TV.
Sea of Zombies.
I'm a big fan of Sea. And you watched it. I was going to watch it.
Well, yeah, you could tell it's good because they put a lot of money into it and the production value is good. Like, it could have been shit.
100%. It's also cool.
They actually tried to make it good and it was.
It's shit.
Oh, so Army of the Dead. Oh, no.
Is now the highest grossing film of all time.
It was up there, dude. It was fucking up there. I need to see the list. Hold on. 10.
Oh, I see the same list.
If I had to guess, number one, if we're not saying Bird Box.
Okay. Oh.
Fucking Spencer Confidential.
Yeah. So number one with 99 million. Jesus. Extraction.
Yeah.
Oh, with Hemsworth. Yeah.
Number two was Bird Box.
Okay.
Number three, Spencer Confidential.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Spencer.
Spencer Unlimited.
Thank you, Mark.
Tied is Six Underground and Murder Mystery.
Classic.
Oh, Six Underground. I mean,
and then the Old Guard. Huh?
Come on.
And then what?
The Old Guard, which I actually like.
I still haven't watched that either.
Old Guard was sweet. They're making a second one of that.
Enola Holmes, I never saw. Yeah. It's got 11
Sandler.
In it.
That's fucking 11, right? And Superman?
Definitely 11. That's a picture. And then Project Power wasn't terrible.
That's Jamie Foxx and Jogo Levitt.
Two were tied at 10, Midnight Sky and Army of the Dead.
Midnight Sky.
What's Midnight Sky?
That's the one with Clooney and...
Yeah, where they're on the space shuttle.
Yeah.
And those two guys. Coach Taylor.
Yeah, couldn't
Coach Taylor's in it.
Movie kind of stunk.
Critics didn't say
it wasn't a great movie, but yeah, Coach Taylor's in it. It's a good cast.
I was going to say, I like Coach Taylor, man.
Hop on there.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What's next?
It wasn't a good ending.
Now that those WWE dogs are done.
Hospital worker arrested for using a dead patient's debit card to buy snacks just 17 minutes after the patient passed away.
They don't need it.
Oh, Tony, no. Don't.
I did see someone who said below this, like, hey, how do we know that the person's, like, said to the nurse, hey, thanks for taking care of me when I
go buy
go
get whatever you want. Lunch is on me.
Yeah.
Here's my debit card.
The thing is, too, you got to use it quick because they will turn those things off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll shut that account off pretty quick. Yeah. So.
Get yourself some reads.
I mean, either what these nurses have been through in the past few years.
Seriously.
I mean,
just to play devil's advocate, it is very possible that in this man's dying moment, she said, what's the PIN for your debit? Like, I want to go get some Doritos after
I'm craving a Kit Kat bar. Can you please tell me? I don't even know if you need a PIN for those, too.
Yeah, you probably don't. Probably just runs his credit.
Tap it.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm on my deathbed and I'm...
Kit Kat!
I'm not making it, and you guys are trying to save my life and doing a valiant effort, consider that a tip. Take my card, go down, get some Funyuns.
Yeah.
Get Kats for the boys. Okay. Get some peanut M&Ms.
You even get yourself share the wealth. Ice cold soda.
Hell yeah. What? Make it a cherry Coke.
Nice. I mean, the
family. Cherry Cola.
What? So we're with the nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The family's got the will. You can have whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what all
I mean, I'm guessing
about.
She got fired after all this stuff came out.
Unless she was... then I can see how the family...
Yeah.
You know, but well, wait, what's your PIN number? Right. And then boom, right back at it.
I'll do it if you don't tell me your goddamn PIN number. But I... Good. By the way, I was lying.
What else we got, Z?
That's sad, though.
Oh, yeah, man, RIP.
I hope that those plane lays were worth it.
Oh, the worst. You like those plane lays. Tony loves them. Those yellow bag plane lays. They're unless awesome. You got some French onion dip, those things are useless.
I love French onion dip.
Actually, you should use the ruffles. The
I do, yeah, you do, need the, you do need the firm chip. Yeah.
Delicious.
A humpback whale swallowed a guy for, 30 seconds he had this guy in his mouth and then spit him back out?
Yeah, took him to the surface and fucking spit him out.
Oh, he saved his life.
There was another, because I was, there's a lot of, is this true, is this not true, and I was scouring the internet, and I saw a video, I should have saved it, of this whale, there was a shark also in the area.
Oh, he did save his life.
And not in this video, or not, okay. Not in this occasion, but it was a female scuba diver, and kind of like picked her up and took her to the surface, wow. Like, hey. Fucking get out of here.
That's sick.
Yeah. So that may have happened in this situation.
This whale deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
Also, there was a video noble whale. Interviewing the guy, and the guy was like, hey, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah, he did an AMA on Reddit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said that when he went into the whale's mouth, he was like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. Yeah. And it's over. And then the thing just took him back up. I don't get how he could breathe inside the whale's mouth.
He had like a scuba respirator.
Yeah.
Oh, so he had like
a
diving equipment.
A little bit of juice in there.
Are whales mammals?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Do you think, so good call, Z. Do you think Paul DeGelder ever see shit like this and he's like, fuck, why couldn't I got the whales?
Those fucking goddamn shacks.
Shack.
They will return at some point. What else we got?
Good for that.
We got
guy.
A video here. I don't know if it needs volume.
Shack.
Is there volume? Okay.
Oh, no, you don't need volume.
My God.
So these stooges took their boat to fill it up with gas and dropped $85, and I can't tell how many gallons that is, but quite a lot, into the rod receptacle instead of the gas tank. It does look, in their defense, it does look a little bit like a gas tank. Oh, no. But they stuck the gas nozzle right in where you keep your rod and just drove away. Someone's filming this from behind. There's just gas leaking all over the road.
It didn't leak out as soon as they put it in there?
Oh, I'm sure question. It did, but...
Oh, it's just extra water from just people boating that day.
Yeah. There's still more backup. It kind of smells like gas, though. That's brutal.
Imagine lighting the flame right behind it just goes.
That'd be awesome.
I'm always amazed there aren't more like travesties at gas stations because of how dumb people are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a dude smoking a butt one time throwing up his tank.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, is that bad?
It was me. Yeah, you are not supposed to do
What's
that.
What's worse, having a static electricity on your finger or smoking a butt?
Probably smoking a butt.
I would guess butt.
Yeah. Guys used to do that all the time, dude. They'd be fucking in the paint shack mixing paint, thinners, just fucking hacking butts.
Oh, yeah.
Twice I
am. I need it right now.
Yeah, it's immediate, too.
Twice in my life, I have pulled away from the pump with the gas tank still in it.
Tony.
Did you rip it off?
No,
did it rip off?
Luckily it yanked out of the gas tank.
I've done that before as well.
No!
God! I was just like on my phone and not paying attention.
Well, it's nice too because in some of the cars it has the thing where like they're almost like... They kind of like factor that in now. Like, hey, if this dipshit takes off, we need to make sure that the thing doesn't stay in there. Like, it just kind of like pops
sometimes
out.
You're just not paying attention and you just pull away.
I talked about
one
it
of the times was I was cold and just sitting in the car.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, it's done. So
I talked about before. I did it one time where you stick it in and then you clip the nozzle so that it just goes on auto.
Yeah.
And one time it didn't auto shut off. and it was just pouring
ass
out of my Jeep all over the ground. I went in to tell the guy. He was like, oh, okay. Like, did not care whatsoever.
Okay,
I was like,
all right,
well, like,
cool, man.
I'm going to start this in the middle of this giant pit of gasoline and hope I don't blow up and blow up everyone else.
I would put that thing in neutral and push out of there.
I should have pushed it. I risked it.
That's kind of terrifying, honestly.
It wasn't exhilarating like 5 seconds
fuck!
Right before I pushed that start button. Yeah.
You have to pay for it, right?
No, I think probably I did get the discount.
Me, oh, you did? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I think he took that off there for me. Hey, it's summer.
Yeah.
When you're out there running around.
It's good summer.
Getting wild. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Back in public. Back in society. Traveling across the country.
Hell yeah.
Probably should do it with your Raycon headphones in.
Yeah, good idea.
Get that crisp premium sound right into your eardrums.
I love it. I need it.
Whether it's for work or play, a lot of us are going to be on the move. Doesn't matter. So my advice to you, take those Raycons with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're listening to this show, Hammer Down, the Pat McAfee Show, or That's Hockey Talk, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. Crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. They look great. And Raycons feel even better. They come in a range of colors with customizable gel tips included for comfortable in-ear fit. No fussing. Mm. Fits right in there, nice and easy.
Quit fussing.
Yeah. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go. Quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for these listeners. And here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/thepod. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order. And it's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare.
Oh, yeah.
I need
a pair and a spare.
Grab a spare pair and a spare.
I need a spare pair.
That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/thepod. Buyraycon.com/thepod.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's next?
No, it happens all the time.
Let's see. We got... Oh, here we go.
Oh, this lady just jacks up a shoplifter trying... Did he get out with anything?
No, I don't think so.
Did she do the fucking finger wave after? Did she do Kembe Mutombo?
I mean, that is a staunch pass that right
there. Oh, yeah. Not in my house.
No.
No, mister.
Good pop by that lady.
She eats the fucking... beer thing right to the chin as well too. She got popped pretty good and kind of.
Oh yeah, she did.
Sent him right into the fucking.
Who's better, Walmart lady or her?
Oh, Walmart lady.
Was that the one who the right guard for?
She was persistent. Out? This lady was a good like one punch jab. That Walmart lady was all over it.
She wouldn't be beat that day.
Yeah, no. That we're talking pancake like. Going back for more.
Yeah, like Joe Thomas in his prime.
Didn't Dana White like hire her to be security at a UFC event?
Yeah, I think almost immediately
afterwards.
Yeah, he did. And then I think she works at his house now. I think she's at private security.
Damn.
Sniper rifle.
Ragtime riches. Good for that lady.
Man, I thought there'd be a
Let's get
more
this lady a promotion. What?
I thought there'd be a little more Celsius in here.
If only.
What else we got, Z?
Give me a sec. Here it is.
Angie, I'm 19, and I'm a pre-med student, so I really know
MTV's
my way.
MTV's next. Do you guys remember this show?
Oh, yeah.
Justin, I'm 19, and I'm black and Italian, so I may be the first real Italian stallion.
I'm Carl, I'm 21, and I play college baseball, so I can't wait to show this girl my big bat.
I'll just go ahead and say it. Kirby girls make my junk twitch.
And I don't even notice if this girl has a good personality, because I'm going to be staring at her boob.
How did this air on TV?
Dude, those were the good old days.
Yeah. That's awesome. This show was electric. Yeah. Like, there's 100% chance that guy got off the bus and got next right away. Yeah.
Oh, those moments were all time. Like when a dude would have to like walk to like a picnic table or something and show up, and as soon as you next, are you fucking
really? It was like four dudes on the bus at the same time.
Yeah.
And then like they'd start out, one would get off, go on a date with this girl, and then when she got sick home, she'd next, and then the next guy got to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What an idea for a show.
I know.
That fucking
Incredible.
Room Raiders.
That guy was a fucking legend.
Room
dude.
Raiders.
Room Raiders guys having like used condoms, like just sitting on like a desk right now.
Oh!
Wait, let me get the tweezers out for
Let's
this.
Bring in the black light.
Yeah. He's got cum all over his desk. This is disgusting.
I think I'm going to go with him.
Yeah. Chill.
Good MTV show. Had some great shows.
It happened? Did.
Pin My
just,
Ride.
What is it, just ridiculous 24 hours a day now?
Pretty much, I think.
Yeah.
And they have a second channel that's also ridiculous.
Jersey Shore.
Just 24 hours a day. No, they don't play Jersey Shore enough. They have like these stupid spin-offs like Siesta Key.
Or they're not Floribama Shore.
Oh, Siesta Key is not bad.
I have heard good things.
Copy. No, that show stinks.
No, it does not.
Do they still do The Real World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it just like
I think
challenge
they just do the challenges, right?
Really?
They don't actually have like the in-house anymore.
I don't think
they still
so.
Have 16 That's and pregnant.
The challenge isn't bad.
That is a bummer. They're still 16 and pregnant?
Yeah, there's like a new, it's like a new one, I guess. Or Teen Mom 2, I guess, is not what it's called, but 16.
Yeah, because the original Teen Moms are like 42 now, so it's like they got to get new ones.
No, they're still in it, some of them.
Do you still watch Teen Wolf, Mitt?
I did watch that, and
I know you said it was your favorite show. You told me that,
like first thing you told you.
Yeah,
right?
That was literally like one of the first things you said to me when we met.
I do not think that is. I haven't heard of that show in a long time. That's
yeah, I bet. Yeah,
okay, you saved on your TV. The challenge is good though. I like the challenge.
Classic.
I remember that.
I'd love to. I think they'd have a good opportunity to run it back with The Real World right now.
They
with
should.
Everything getting back.
Yeah,
that'd be electric.
The Miz, like that's where I remember The Miz from. The challenge. Like I didn't watch The Real World at that point.
You knew him from The Challenge. You didn't know him from.
Yes. Yeah. And then obviously
Mike Mizanin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coral's fucking flotation devices.
Svetlana.
Yeah.
There were some classics on that show.
Fucking Trishale.
I think the first one I watched was The Real World Austin because there was a dude from Boston in it.
Danny?
From Bill Ricca. Yeah. Yeah, Danny from Bill Ricca. Yeah.
Bill Ricca.
And he always wore the hat or whatever. He got like his orbital bone shattered.
Yeah. Yeah. And the girl that he dated on that show.
Mel?
Was a missile.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
What was her name?
Mel. Melissa. Yeah. Yep.
I wonder what she's doing.
I don't know. Who is it? Jamie. Jamie Chung, Andrew Garfield's girlfriend in Social Network, the Asian girl. She was on a season of Real World too. I
oh,
know.
No way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Anything crazy, else in there, Z?
Oh yeah, there's a robot.
That's tough.
Oh, we got this fucking construction robot. Installing drywall, putting millions of jobs at Gumpy. This guy's gonna be painting ships in no time, pal.
This robot's Mickey Mouse, dude. This drywall stinks. I don't know. I kind of like.
Ain't
look at
nobody
those soft
got
hands.
Fucking time.
Oh,
to
look at those
this,
soft
dude.
Hands.
I don't want
this
that
thing.
Thing
what do you mean?
This
thing
point.
Doesn't get tired.
Your basement is complete. Now I'm going to put a fucking bullet in your head.
Now it's mine. I like this basement. I'm not leaving.
I mean, it's a terrible idea, but there is going to be a sweet spot in time where these things are super efficient and really good at what they do.
It has
right
a built-in
before they
gun,
rip
by
all
the way.
Of our spines out of our
yeah,
body.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait till the military says, yeah, that's cool, but how about we put an M16 in its hands and see what it can do on the battlefield?
Yeah. I don't want to build your fence anymore. I think I'd rather rip your head off your body.
I live here now. Yeah, it's technology, though.
No, it
is. Gift and a curse.
It is. What are you going to do?
Gift and a curse.
You think it does plaster, too?
There's no way that thing's doing plaster, dude. Can barely fucking get those boards up.
Yeah. It's having a hard time.
I don't know.
It does take a while, but I mean, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, I think that on its own could probably build a house in a week.
Yeah. I agree.
Legitimately. Because it's 24/7.
And bury your body in the basement.
Yeah,
while
and
it
yeah,
lives
yep. under the foundation where he built a secret gravesite for
right.
all the humans.
Sean
house
Wayne
of
Gacy.
Three generations of the Campbell family.
Please come in to my house. I'll show you the basement.
It's like an Edgar Allan Poe fucking yeah. poet.
Come closer. I'm going to rip your fucking heart out.
Oh, this is the wine cellar. Go back in the corner.
Goodbye.
Anything else in there, Z?
Nah, we're all
bottom,
done.
We're scraping the bottom.
Oh! Affleck, man.
No, we are done.
How
yes.
hard do you think she was squeezing his testes there? Twisting them?
Probably two hands.
Probably the grip
there.
Of that robot.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for joining us. If you are just listening to the show, why would you do that? We're on YouTube. You can watch that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on over.
YouTube.com/thepodPMI.
What?
What?
Man.
Chase Kubler.
Dolly.
Ben Affleck.
And a lot of other people.
Like, dude.
Fuck you, dude.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Friday.